Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 149. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. What's going on, Sean and Nate?
A tick below 150. We're doing great.
Getting there.
Doing good. I really like how you read the script.
Thank you.
Very professional.
thank you, Nate.
If we're anything, we are professional. We've figured that out, right?
Are we? That's right. I appreciate that, Nate. That was really good. Yeah. Encouraging. At least you noticed. You know. We are good. We just had a full episode guest chat.
That's right.
It went very, very well. And
were we professional then? I didn't notice that one either.
We did pretty good. No, it was a really good time, and we've had a good night, and now we're doing our mini, right? 149,
right.
So you're right, Sean, a tick under 150. I still hate April, but we're getting there.
What did April ever do to you?
She's a nice gal.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Not
so
the month.
By the time this drops, it'll be the 27th, and I'll still have three more days of the stupid month, but that's okay. I'm not here to complain.
That's right.
I've only just done it for 3 weeks straight.
It's not in your description.
No. Good. I hope the creepies are doing well. Other than that, you know what it's time for? A little Manscaped promo.
Ooh.
How about that?
I'm ready.
Manscaped sponsorship goes as follows. If I can read my thing here. Hey guys, are you looking like a shaggy dog? Manscaped is a men's grooming company with products to get you a little less hairy and a lot more smoother. Areas such as your ears, nose, neck, back, and yes, even down below the belt. The Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra is a fifth generation trimmer to accomplish just what you need, and that's to be smooth as a baby's backside. You can use the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra in or out of the shower because this bad boy is waterproof. They also have aftershave lotions, face razors, shampoos, beard oils, and many more awesome grooming products. So just go to manscaped.com and enter our special discount code CREEPED20, that is CREEPED20, for 20% off plus free shipping. Guys, from now on, shagginess is out and swagginess is in.
Oh.
Just go to manscaped.com and enter our special discount code CREEPED20. That is CREEPED20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's manscaped.com.
Okay, that's awesome.
Well, I don't like
swaggy,
the bag.
Shaggy.
You like that?
Shaggy,
you
swaggy.
Like that?
I like it.
I'm pretty proud of that. We don't want you shaggy. We want you swaggy.
You're in the wrong business. That's all I know.
Go to manscaped.com because time's running out on this special discount code, CREEP20.
That's right.
So, or maybe it's extended. We'll find out later, right?
It is. It's so exciting.
Nate, let me check in real quick before we get to the topic. Any shower action with the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra?
You really want to know about a shower action?
Not.
Well, I mean, in a certain way, yeah.
Not as of this date.
Okay.
Every time I think about it, all I can think about is a plugged-in toaster being dropped into a tub. Nothing against Manscaped. That's just my mind.
What's the movie?
I'm sure
they
work
out?
Just fine.
Final Destination. Is this what?
Yes.
This is what's creeped into his mind.
So. I got.
All right.
The song that came into my head was "When I Think About You." Although it's
okay,
"When
okay.
I Think
hey,
About
hey, hey, hey,
Manscaped,"
okay.
And then I'm not going to finish it.
All right. Let's keep it. Keep it.
Yeah. I mean.
Okay. Hey, I just asked.
This is my nightmare that I'm trying to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to do with Manscaped.
Can you unplug his mic? Because he's still yapping over there. I get it. It's not Manscaped. It's just, yeah.
Yep. It will work.
It's a fear.
Oh, it does
and
work.
It will be fine.
That's
it
right.
will fine.
That's
it
right.
Will, yeah.
Minus Farkas.
It's but, a hurdle I need to mentally get over.
Apparently.
Well, we're going to get you there.
Yeah. Yeah.
From a distance.
Hey, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
You know, can't just let us know when that happens.
I'll call you guys.
Yeah, I'll do so. Yeah.
Messages, right?
You do like a Facebook Live, you know. Hey, look.
Hey, check this out.
Oh, anyway, manscaped.com. Go get you some.
That's right.
Now, Sean.
Yes.
We don't have a COSO.
We do not.
So I'm going to go straight to you for the topic. What are we going to talk about?
This is my pick, and this is on the Blemier. Blemiers. Yep. In other words, the headless men.
I like to call them blimey. People.
Blimey. I think that's a better way to say it. Blimeys.
Blemier.
Blemlays. It's very difficult to say.
How did you come across this? These crazy guys. These men.
Well, they talked. There were different creatures that they talk about. Some of them are like the Dogmen of India,
right?
And then these were actually on like old maps, and I could not figure out what in the world these things were. So I kept like digging into it, and I figured out that this was what it is. So it is a race of headless men or headless people. Various species of mythical headless men were rumored in antiquity and later to remote parts of the world. They are variously known as, I have no idea how to say, Acephaloi. Is that how you say it?
Something like that.
Headless ones or blemies, or blemies, whatever. It's Greek, and it's described as lacking a head with their facial features on their chest. These were at first described as inhabitants, I cannot say that word, of ancient Libya or the Nile system. Later traditions confirmed their habitat to a particular island in the Bryson River or shifted it to India. With the dog people.
Yeah, I have another known as word.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stab at it.
Go for it.
Stab it!
Sternophthalmio.
Whoa!
That's perfect, actually. That's
Moi.
Linguistically, that's like perfection.
What does M-O-I? Moi?
Moi.
Let's say Moi.
Moi. Moi. Yeah. Moi.
It's like 32,000 letters long. So.
We're not linguists, are we?
I like it. Hey, you know what? The way he tackled that, he went. Do you see how
like his a pro.
He should be going in the shower.
Grim Dark Diary Girls 5.0 would be ultra. Excited, right?
It's all about phonetics.
Yeah.
Confidence. It's all about the
confidence. So they have no heads, and their face, like their mouth and eyes, are on their chest.
Well, it says they come in two types, with their eyes on their chest or with their eyes on their shoulders.
No one that's.
I'm not sure which is worse.
This sort of reminds me of MODOK. Off of Marvel. Huh? Marvel?
I don't know who that is.
He's one of the...
MODOK?
He's off of Ant-Man.
A-Team.
I know who Ant-Man is, but I've never seen him.
He's in the new Ant-Man movie.
Okay, I don't know who that...
He is... I can't remember what the letters actually stand for. I'd have to look that up. But so yeah, he's basically just a head with arms and legs coming out of him. And he floats...
Oh, so he's just a head with no body.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, they just call him Bob.
Hey, well, because he has arms and legs.
That's true. Still, it was still funny. Interesting. No, I don't know. Yeah, I've never heard of that guy.
It's MODOK. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
These creatures, these...
MODOK.
Okay. These cryptids, whatever. Because they are considered a cryptid. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
At least in one of the... sites I researched. These creatures were said to also live in Africa, in Nubia, Kush, or Ethiopia, generally south of Egypt. Very interesting. I had never heard of it until when you sent this topic, and I'm like, okay, let's pick this out. And I was like, what in the heck is this? They're headless. They have no heads. So very interesting, very different, and very they're kind of funny. It's the illustrations. Yeah, so and here's it says, sometimes their heads are hidden between their shoulders by hoisting those up to an extravagant height. Samuel Blochart derives the word blemies from two Hebrew terms, one in negation, the other meaning brain, implying that the blemies were people without brains.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. The actual Nubian tribe drew various faces on their armor and shields, creating the chest face illusion. Ooh, interesting. Just crazy. That's a crazy one. So
I picture
good job on this, Sean.
I think about people that are more deformed and their heads are down in their chest. That's how I kind of like think about maybe this is what people were describing.
But no, we call them no necks.
No necks, exactly.
There
right.
actually are people there. I'm like, he has no neck.
But they say
stood up too quick, hit his head.
Herodotus, which is a Greek historian, made note of these people, and so did Sir Walter Raleigh. He also had this like documented that he saw these tribes of people. So it is. You know, even though it's supposed to be myth and folklore and that, you know, did these people really exist? It's like they might have been, and they might have been more some kind of a deformity. And I, you know, you just never know.
Right.
Or like you said, a cryptid that we just don't completely understand.
Yeah. Very interesting. And it goes back, I mean, different times of over the, or, you know, over the centuries, like medieval times to before Christ, before, I mean,
You're talking about the Middle Ages. By the 7th and 8th century, there had been composed a letter of the Pharamenes to Hadrian, whose accounts of marvels such as bearded women, which we know that happens, and headless men became incorporated into later texts. This included De Rubis in Oriente, Mirabilis, known as whatever, in Anglo-Saxon translation, Alexander legend attributed to all these other texts. And it's like, but people without heads, and like you said, they were actually people without brains. So these were like seen as a lower class people in Ethiopia, and it's just kind of wild, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but the depictions of them are just weird. Like it shows, you know, people on horses in the Middle Ages, and then just these weird little creatures, you know. That actually they don't look little; they look pretty tall, because the person on the horse would have been, you know, pretty tall, and they're like as high as that guy. So it's like, it's pretty wild.
They even found them on a map in the coast of Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
Put a description next to the drawing. Excuse me. Said that the Blemmies grew to around 5 feet 3 inches. Their eyes were close together, but they were harmless. Okay, that's good. At least they're harmless, right? Yeah. And you said Sir Walter Raleigh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they show plenty of like old illustrations. Here's one from 1662 of a headless man or headless creature with a face on his chest. I think there's something to it. I think there's something to this, you know, that
it is
and
weird.
Evolved. I mean, obviously nobody's like that anymore, but I mean, you can have like I said, a guy that has maybe a short neck, and we call him no necks, but like there's nobody that has eyes on their shoulders and a mouth on their chest or whatever, but
no, but, and here's the weirdest thing is that we'd never really heard of it. But yet it's part of our history. That's what I love, finding these things that are like, well, what is this and where did this come from? Because this is not something that is common, and it's certainly not something that you sit around and talk about.
Right. Right. Here's an illustration from 1410. I mean, we're talking a long time ago.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to think about these creatures. I mean, obviously there's male and female. So, I mean, here's an illustration that shows a woman, and that even looks funkier because she's got long hair, and then but no head. Like the hair is coming just from the, like where the shoulders would be. You know what I mean? But there's no head. It's really, it gets crazier the more I look at this, like the illustrations and the drawing. It's just funny to me. Yeah, and in Reddit, somebody says they are definitely one of the weirder folklore creatures. I just lost my screen. Sorry. Here we go. In the Middle Ages. So again, with the Middle Ages. So it's funny stuff.
This says explanation similar to some of the ones we've been talking about. So in the Age of Enlightenment, they asserted that while acephalous races were actually present in North America, so without heads, they were no more than a local trait of having the head set deep in the shoulders, like I was talking about. He argued that reports of headless traits in the East Indies by the writers of antiquity is evidence that people of the same genetic pool migrated from Asia to North America. Contemporary literature say certain writers attribute Blemmies' physique as an ability to raise both shoulders to an extraordinary height, and ensconching their head in between. Other explanations have been offered for the legend of their unusual physique. As noted earlier, native warriors perhaps employed the tactic of keeping heads tucked close to their breast while marching with one knee to the ground, or perhaps they had the custom of carrying shields ornated with faces. Now, that's an interesting one, too.
Okay, I can buy that. I can buy
right?
that.
Right, yeah. So, Europeans also formerly considered Blemmyes to be an exaggerated report about apes. So that they actually weren't people, but they were like, you know, like lower life forms, and to what people would have seen as, you know.
I saw an illustration mammals. And it showed apes with them, mm-hmm. and they were kind of comparing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, what's that all about? Yeah, because I didn't really dive into that.
This webpage that I'm sort of scanning through right now, they're pretty confident that they were a real African people.
Mm-hmm.
So
I saw that, yeah.
And it's depicted in a lot of different, I don't know what you'd want to call them, pictures from mm-hmm. way back when, you know. I mean, I don't know if they're necessarily books, but, you know, pages.
Sure. Well, you know, I said that the one said that they grew like 5 to 3 inches.
Yeah.
Here's... a guy, he says that they were said to be 6 to 12 feet tall. Now that's a big difference, and almost half as wide. And it says, according to the ancient sources, they were said to have been cannibals. Now that's a whole mm-hmm. different twist too.
Yep,
not good. When threatened or when hunting, the Blemmy had a very strange fighting stance. They either tucked their faces down or could raise their shoulders or to quite a height, nesting their face or head in between them. Looking even more bizarre, and in some accounts, though, they were said to have been very dangerous and aggressive beings. So that's a completely different take, where mm-hmm. they said they were...
not the sweet little Blemmyes that we
right,
know.
Right.
We just learned about.
We go from 5 feet tall to 6 to 12 feet tall, and then non-aggressive to being cannibals and very aggressive. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of all over the place with these little guys, or tall guys.
Whatever. It says, writer Lewis Carroll is said to have invented characters based on objects in the... Ripon Church, where his father served as canon, and in particular, the Blemmyes were inspired his Humpty Dumpty character. The four giants who protect the fantasy land of Terminia in the Legend of Zelda, Majora's Mask, which I'm familiar with, mm-hmm. I don't know if you're any, are similar to the headless men in the matter of their head and torso occupy the same anatomical position. There are all kind of different characters. This is a headless man was also featured as a monster of the week in Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated. It is known as the Headless Horror. Shakespeare's play Othello makes reference to the cannibals you were talking about that eat each other, and men whose heads do grow beneath their shoulders. So it's funny that it ends up in all kind of different stuff.
Did you see that they are also considered to be ancient aliens?
Oh,
yeah, I can see that.
So that's maybe they were.
I'd buy that for.
I'm sorry. I meant aliens. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. In 1596, Sir Walter Riley wrote a book about his journeys to Ghana, where he reports that there was a nation of people whose heads appeared not above their shoulders, who are reported to have their eyes in their shoulders and their mouths in the middle of their breasts, and that a long train of hair grew backwards beneath their shoulders. Although Riley did not see these people for himself, he decided that the stories were truthful, as everyone he met had confirmed it.
Hmm.
See, because some of these pictures show like the faces on their back. So they're, you know, and which is really weird,
yeah,
too.
Know if they're going, come or going.
You know what I mean? Right, exactly. And that's really messed up.
I don't know if I'm coming or going half the time. Yeah. And they,
so some of them get pretty weird looking.
Yeah. And it said.
Not to judge.
That they were actually normal humans with extremely high shoulders due to a deformity mm-hmm. or a modification done to their anatomy when they were children.
There's other pictures like. They're depicted with.
That's what it would look like.
It looks like a Mr. Potato Head.
They're showing it is. Uh-huh. They're showing what they would look like now.
It's Mr. Potato Head.
But like let's just say it right. There's other depictions that they're usually with other. I guess lack of better
like beings.
Yeah, lack of better term, deformed humans.
Oh.
Commonly the ones I've been seeing is like someone with one large foot.
Oh, so I got gotcha.
A big foot
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like this one right here showing someone kneeling down and their one leg is turned completely backwards from the knee.
Oh, gosh.
So it's like, yeah, they're...
What is going on?
Sort of like depicted with other anomalies.
And so when he's like, oh, man, what happened? Oh, well, you think I'm... Wait, look at the other guy. Yeah, he's got one leg turned backwards.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what's wrong with that guy? Oh, he's got... He's
just Jimmy one, over there, he's got one big foot.
Ted over there, he's just one big ear. Yep.
But he's listening.
Great listener.
Hey, I heard you.
Shut up. We're not talking about you, Ted. Oh, man.
Yeah, these are interesting.
You're welcome. That's all I can say about that. Oh,
very weird. I don't know if our listeners have heard of these guys, but please look into it because the pictures are great and... might be some to it. I don't.
This is claiming they've appeared in literature, including Shakespeare.
Yeah, right. Othello. That's crazy. Yep.
Oh, really?
Othello and the Tempest. Yep.
Okay. Hmm. Okay. I've heard of them, obviously, and very interesting. I don't know.
Every time we think we get as weird as we can get, we find something to get a little weirder.
Do you guys have anything?
This weird? I do not.
Let me end it on this then. Says, in brief, the Blemmi seem to have been a highly interesting race of people, but unfortunately, only very little information about them is available in ancient sources. While there are many beliefs and speculations about them, who they were and whether they were really if they really existed remains a mystery.
I believe it. I'm 100%.
I think there is something to now. Whatever they exactly that they look like with bases on their chest, I think
it's more of a deformity than anything, right. In my opinion. Mm-hmm. But
I don't see eyes being on the shoulder. I think it's
Mr. Potato.
No neck. Well, like no necks.
Yeah. I like that.
And so when they're drawing, I think in their limited, they're just kind of maybe not technically on their shoulder. But, you know, I mean, they kind of look at it and they're like, okay, but there's probably some type of head, but it's just was so.
Can you imagine having your eyes on your shoulders, like, or even on your chest?
I don't know.
They enjoyed going to the gym and doing shoulder shrugs.
They're like, I need a chiropractor.
This is, man, crazy.
My neck hurts.
Good topic choice, Sean.
Thank you.
Very, yeah.
Very interesting. Wait till you see what I got next.
Oh, boy.
Woo.
I don't know if you can top this one. This is definitely an interesting and definitely a different one than we've done. I mean, we've done some creatures.
This is heads above everything else.
Remember, I don't know the name of it, but when that female creature it was literally just a head, and she...
Oh, Panangelin?
Yeah. Good job, Panangelin. Yeah, and fly
how could you forget the Panangelin?
And it's... I don't know. I can't remember how you got rid of it, but...
I can't remember. Vinegar or something like that. Yeah. I can't remember.
I think... Like, but
or
like,
put a nail in its... Yeah. Like,
so that one and this one, neck. Probably two of the craziest.
Yeah.
Oh. And I tend to believe this one more than the other one, but... Mm-hmm. I think the other one's pure, just made up. But
Boulder Dash.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's all I got, and I think that's all we have. I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Nate here.
Blamey, look at the time.
Blimey.
That's a wrap.
Good job, Nate. I don't know what else you could say other than that. Thank you for that. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Age Mini 149 and our creepy, haunting discussion, weird, all of the above on the Blemmi Headless Men. Not sure what else to say about them. But until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.